Hare Krishna. Here in New Rajadhan, we arrived yesterday. Govinda Maharaj, along with devotees who were with him, and of course everyone here is preparing for the fair this weekend. So there's devotees from all over the yatra. It's everyone's scurrying about, and there's so many things being done. It's a wonderful atmosphere. And when we came into the temple room, then it was once again one of those events where Radhe Shyam just do it. They're so sort of forward and merciful and alive in their presence and in their bestowing their mercy. And then we had lunch, and in the afternoon walked around a bit, and I have to start preparing for different things, such as on Sunday having a little ceremony here for my departed mother and some relatives and some devotees, including Govinda Maharaj, who knew them well, and Krishna Leela. And then of course I have to participate in the festival, give talk, be present at the weddings on Saturday and Sunday, and also I have my own tent for the renovation of the deity's altar. I think I already mentioned that, and we'll be meeting people there and greeting people there, and explaining to them what the needs of Radhe Shyam are. Fortunately, in the midst of all of these wonderful things, on Wednesday, Prithvi Pati Prabhu, who is our national secretary, he went to hospital with a complaint, and they immediately kept him there and operated on him yesterday. I just talked to him. He's fine. It was a infection of from a previous operation, and he'll be there in hospital until the weekend. But even if that wasn't enough, worse news was that which I received yesterday afternoon, is that one aspiring disciple whose name was Bhakta Mario, and he's from Croatia, from Zagreb. Zagreb's not far from New Vajradhan. It's like a 2-hour drive, and he used to regularly come here. And had a very nice relationship, him and his wife, Gopi Manjari. He's uninitiated yet, Bhakta Mario. And he had a car accident, make a long story short. And he's in hospital with very, very serious brain damage, and he's being kept alive by machines. And doctors don't have much hope for him. So then I managed to talk to his wife, and she's there with him, and confirmed the situation. And all the devotees there in Croatia, because he was, although he was working, he was a professional man, but at the same time he was part of the National Council, I believe, and closely involved with the temple, doing a lot of service, and a very, very, really wonderful person, one of those people who you just can't find any fault with, and a wonderful devotee, serious practitioner. And so it's a very difficult time, exciting time. What will actually happen? Will the body be able to recover and function on its own? That probably find out in the next day or two. Anyhow, those were other plans of the Lord unfolding, although and adding further color to, well, my life, what to speak of the life of those who are more closely involved. And you can never know. You can just never know when something happens, but one thing for sure is something will happen. As I mentioned before, I'll be on Sunday doing a little function for my mother, putting her ashes into the ground, and then above that put a little plaque, and I put a little plaque with her name and my father's name. And this morning that plaque arrived, a very beautiful granite plaque with their names and, of course, their dates. And I showed it to Govinda Maharaj, and some other devotees were also present. And he said, well, it's got their names on it, Magdalatai, 1915 to 2013. And Palatai, 1915 to 1994. And then almost at the same time, Govinda Maharaj and I said, well, one day it's going to be our names on it. And it will. And it may just come as no surprise. Well, with my mother it was no surprise, because at 98, and especially over the last year, she was going, and it was very clear that she wanted to leave. And Bhakti Mario was in his early 30s. It came as a surprise, but we really need to be ready. Ready at any time, whether at 98 or at 35 or 28. And keeping always in mind Srila Prabhupada's words, don't think this won't happen to you. It will happen to us, to Kalayama Shashvatam. That's what this world is all about. So that's today. I'm just finishing taking care of Radha Damodar. Then I have to deal with some of the festival organizers, and we'll try to be in touch over the next few days. If we're not, then as soon as we can. Hare Krishna.